Same Bat Channel.
Yep. Well, good night, everybody. Stay tuned for...
We are proud. Proud to serve. To serve our country. To serve our local communities. To wear the uniform. To be a soldier. To serve abroad when and where duty calls. We are ready to stand with our brothers and sisters to defend, to serve, to fight. We are always ready. We are always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Every weekday morning at 9, NewsHour from the BBC brings you the most important international news stories. NewsHour helps you understand a complex world. Stay informed with NewsHour from the BBC. Weekday mornings at 9 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. You're listening to Radio Catskill. Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. This week I have a handful of tracks from England, America, and the Bahamas that could generally be called psychedelic, but not in the cosmic sense. They're more grounded and from the time when experimentation began breaking open the garage rock, chamber pop, and folk worlds into a new sound that laid the foundation for prog, heavy metal, and some more avant-garde folk. I'll also have the first appearance on this show by a certain member of the Beatles, and eventually one of the most influential Scandinavian musicians. But first, I'm going to start with something pretty easygoing. It's a track by Electric Light Orchestra, from the era when they were transitioning out of being a proto-prog band and turning into a more mainstream radio juggernaut. This is Can't Get It Out of My Head.
My own world is gone.
Is there something that you were wanting more than anything? Something you took for granted.
like a rose.
Coming out of my mouth, I'm at Soma, I'm the earth. stars. Exuma was a planet that once lit Mars. I got the voices of many in my throat. The teeth of a frog and the tail of a goat. I'm Exuma.
Take that come out of me,
oh, yeah.
And you make her come see,
oh, yeah.
And she will love you,
oh, yeah.
All the time,
oh, yeah.
And when she got to running,
oh, yeah.
Like a train on a track,
oh, yeah.
To take some power,
oh, yeah.
And to make some pop,
oh, yeah.
That's gonna give you,
oh, yeah.
A sweat in your back,
oh, yeah.
I'm Exuma.
With Hoogamana, Hector Hippolyte. Oh, bear, oh, bear, oh, bear. Oh, bears in me. I drank the water from the fiery sea. I'm in Doma.
of the wings of a three-toed frog. Eat weeds from the deepest heart of the sea. Bring the trumpet from heaven and the fire from hell. Then nobody can break the spell. Oh, Dambala, come Dambala. Oh, Dambala, come Dambala. On the seventh day,
bye.
That was Exuma, the Bahamian folk artist with his track Dambala. But back to the beginning of the show, we started up with Can't Get It Out of My Head by Electric Light Orchestra from their 1974 album El Dorado. Jeff Lynne wrote that track, and by that point in their career, he was the sole songwriter of ELO, and he of course went on to become a major songwriter and producer. The next track was ELO again with First Movement, an instrumental track from their 1971 debut album, released in America under the name No Answer. Jeff Lynne was in the band, but the eccentric Roy Wood held equal footing as a songwriter and singer in the band at that time, and he wrote that track that we heard. Lynne and Wood were also both members of The Move in the late 60s, though we heard an early track from them next called Something that was released in 1968 while Wood was a member but before Lynne had joined. Incidentally, that track was written by a guy named David Morgan, who went on to become a guitarist with ELO in the 80s. And after that was I Can Hear the Grass Grow, a song written by Wood and originally recorded by The Move, but here performed by the Bronx-based garage rock band called the Blues Magoos, from their 1968 album Basic Blues Magoos. And we stuck with them for one more track with their version of Tobacco Road, from their 1966 debut album Psychedelic Lollipop. And that track was also included in the original Nuggets compilation album of early psychedelic music of the late 60s. Bob Wild produced the Blues Magoos, and Pepe Castro was one of their guitarists. And they both played under aliases on the debut album by the Bahamian songwriter Tony Mackey, better known by his stage name Exuma. Bob was billed under the name Daddy Yaya, and Pepe went by Spyboy Teelheim. We heard the first two tracks from Exuma's 1970 debut album. The first is called Exuma the Obeah Man, and for the many listeners out there who are fans of footsteps used as percussion in the intros of songs, you are in luck, because I will have one more of those for you later tonight. And the second Exuma track we heard is called Dambala. There's some pretty far-out sounds and great album art on his first few records, and they're well worth seeking out. So over the course of Exuma's first five albums, he recorded only one song that he didn't write, and you'll hear that after this short break.
I'm Aaron Bendish. Join me for Borscht Beat, the Jewish music show on Radio Catskill. Each week I share rare, forgotten, and classic recordings from Jewish musical traditions across multiple generations, from Yiddish folk songs to instrumental klezmer, Yiddish theater, and contemporary performances. It's a grand tour of many musical landscapes. That's Borscht Beat, an hour of Jewish music in the Catskills, Sunday afternoons at 1 on Radio Catskill.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. This week we've got two dear friends of our show, the legendary scribe of Jewish food, Joan Nathan, talking about her life and recipes, and our pal Von Diaz, talking about the bright sun, deep shadows, and explosive flavors of tropical cooking. It's coming up on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11, on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. I'm back with one more track by Exuma. Here is his cover of Paul McCartney's Monkberry Moon Delight.
I can't talk. knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let him in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door. I let them in. Yeah, let them in.
All right, that set started with Exuma and his cover of Monkberry Moon Delight, a track that originally appeared on Paul McCartney's 1971 solo album Ram. We then stayed with Paul for two tracks from him and his band Wings. First was Let Me Roll It, from the 1973 Band on the Run album, and second was Let 'Em In, from 1976's Wings at the Speed of Sound. Then we heard the Icelandic artist Björk covering Fool on the Hill, from her self-titled 1977 album. She was only 11 at that time, and it's definitely a novelty record that isn't considered part of her real discography, but it's still pretty amazing to hear her voice at that age. So to end the show tonight, we'll hear a sequential pair of songs from Björk's 2001 album Vespertine. First will be the instrumental track Frosty, and second will be Aurora. Okay, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for electronic hairpieces here on Radio Catskill.
Support comes from Sullivan 180, building healthy communities through people, places, and policy one degree at a time. More information at sullivan180.org. From The River Reporter, the community newspaper covering four counties in Pennsylvania and New York along the Upper Delaware River. riverreporter.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
I'm Cassie of Rare Pair Radio. It's a weekly showcase of primarily female artists, but also a wide range of avant-garde musicians, the fruit of post-punk, experimental, and fringe music.
Your eyes are set on stuff. I love to see you shine, because you really blow my mind.
Rare Pair Radio, Friday at 8 p.m.
Your heart beats like a drum.
W.